to store computer information, such as floppy disks or CD-ROMs, have been left in a work area or on an employee's desk, and that media is from an unknown source, it must not be inserted into any computer system. Explanation. One method used by attackers to install malicious code is to place programs onto a floppy or CD-ROM and label it with something very enticing. For example, personnel payroll data, confidential. They then drop several copies in areas used by employees. If a single copy is inserted into a computer and the files on it opened, the attacker's malicious code is executed. This may create a backdoor, which is used to compromise the system or may cause other damage to the network. 12. Discarding removable media. Policy. Before discarding any electronic media that ever contained sensitive company information, even if that information has been deleted, the item shall be thoroughly degaussed or damaged beyond recovery. Explanation. While shredding hard copy documents is commonplace these days, company workers may overlook the threat of discarding electronic media that contained sensitive data at any time. Computer attackers attempt to recover any data stored on discarded electronic media. Workers may presume that by just deleting files, they ensure that those files cannot be recovered. This presumption is absolutely incorrect and can cause confidential business information to fall into the wrong hands. Accordingly, all electronic media that contains or previously contained information not designated as public must be wiped clean or destroyed using the procedures approved by the responsible group. 13. Password-protected screensavers. Policy. All computer users must set a screensaver password and the inactivity timeout limit to lock the computer after a certain period of inactivity. Explanation. All employees are responsible for setting a screensaver password and setting the inactivity timeout for no more than 10 minutes. The intention of this policy is to prevent any unauthorized person from using another person's computer. Additionally, this policy protects company computer systems from being easily accessed by outsiders who have gained access to the building. 14. Disclosure or sharing of passwords statement. Policy. Prior to creation of a new computer account, the employee or contractor must sign a written statement acknowledging that he or she understands that passwords must never be disclosed or shared with anyone, and that he or she agrees to abide by this policy. Explanation. The agreement should also include a notice that violation of such agreement may lead to disciplinary action up to and including termination. Email use. 1. Email attachments. Policy. Email attachments must not be opened unless the attachment was expected in the course of business or was sent by a trusted person. Explanation. All email attachments must be scrutinized closely. You may require that prior notice be given by a trusted person that an email attachment is being sent before the recipient opens any attachment. This will reduce the risk of attackers using social engineering tactics to deceive people into opening attachments. One method of compromising a computer system is to trick an employee into running a malicious program that creates a vulnerability, providing the attacker with access to the system. By sending an email attachment that has executable code or macros, the attacker may be able to gain control of the user's computer. A social engineer may send a malicious email attachment, then call and attempt to persuade the recipient to open the attachment. 2. Automatic forwarding to external addresses. Policy. Automatic forwarding of incoming email to an external email address is prohibited. Explanation. The intention of this policy is to prevent an outsider from receiving email sent to an internal email address. Employees occasionally set up email forwarding of their incoming mail to an email address outside the company when they will be away from the office. Or an attacker may be able to deceive an employee into setting up an internal email address that forwards to an address outside the company. The attacker can then pose as a legitimate insider by having an internal company email address and get people to email sensitive information to the internal email address. 3. Forwarding emails. Policy. Any request from an unverified person to relay an electronic mail message to another unverified person requires verification of the requester's identity. 4. Verifying email. Policy. An email message that appears to be from a trusted person that contains a request to provide information not designated as public, or to perform an action with any computer-related equipment, requires an additional form of authentication. See Verification and Authorization Procedures. Explanation. An attacker can easily forge an email message and its header, making it appear as if the message originated from another email address. An attacker can also send an email message from a compromised computer system, providing phony authorization to disclose information or perform an action. Even by examining the header of an email message, you cannot detect email messages sent from a compromised internal computer system. Phone use. 1. Participating in telephone surveys. Policy. Employees may not participate in surveys by answering any questions from any outside organization or person. Such requests must be referred to the Public Relations Department.